Installation and Setup. Installation begins on page 6. Installation. The TW1 is intended for indoor use only. It is not water resistant. If you use it outdoors, for example, field day, you must protect it from rain. Position your TW1 in a convenient spot on your operating desk, as close to your transceiver or transmitter as practical. Connect the input jack to your transceiver with the 50-ohm coaxial jumper, not provided, for suitable power handling capacity. Connect the output to your tuner or antenna. Your TW1 requires 12 volts DC at 200 milliamp. Connect a suitable power supply to the 2.5x5.5mm coaxial DC input jack using the provided coaxial power connector. Center positive. Caution. High RF voltage may be present on internal components when transmitting. Never operate your TW1 with the cover removed. Setup. Setup options are selected by holding down buttons or combinations of buttons while you apply DC power. The simplest way to apply power for setup is to unplug, then reinsert the DC power plug from the back of the TW1. But you could also turn the DC power supply off, then on again. Setup options are retained indefinitely, even if DC power is removed. Subpart, language. Your TW1 will speak in English, Spanish, or German. The default is English. To set the language, press and hold a button while connecting DC power. Button 1, English. That would be the button first on left side, about the middle. Button 2, Spanish. Button 3, on the right side, German. To reset to a different language, simply remove DC power, press and hold the appropriate button, and reconnect DC power. Subpart, speech mode. Your TW1 will speak in one of two different modes, verbose and terse. In verbose mode, the TW1 speaks in full sentences, as in, the forward power is 97 watts. In terse mode, only the numerical value is spoken, as in 97. The default is verbose mode. After you become accustomed to your TW1, you will likely want the shorter readouts without all the extra chit-chat. To select terse mode, press buttons 2 and 3 together while you apply DC power. Thereafter, on pressing a button when RF is present, only the numerical value will be spoken. To return to verbose mode, press buttons 1 and 2 together while you apply DC power. There is an illustration on the bottom of page 6 with two fingers, one on the 1 button, one on the 2 button in the middle. This indicates the verbose mode. The other illustration has one finger on the 2 button and one on the 3 button. This indicates the terse mode. Subsection, volume. Simply adjust the volume control to the desired audio level as you use your TW1. Now the rest of page 7 is a full color illustration of the piece of equipment with the top off, giving a very good illustration of how the unit is constructed. This concludes installation and setup on page 7.